Rakesh we did was Kuf Chafes. Atachayis Beishachot. And the Chatzis Sub is more Tehle Sub Yamin. So it's Kuf Chafrimo is a Hemshach of that. Atavaz is Ishtachot, but the Chabad is so, but Tashirenim and Achetz. The points really which you talk about in Kuf Chafes, Kuf Chafrimo go together. So we go to Kuf of Dalet. Atavaz is Ishtachot, Sonim, Chusein HaNefesh, Penyachti Ucha. A person should not be accustomed to sit with people which do not act according to their level, because they're going to cause a person to come to Bukhait. The Gaon has a Nakuda. He talks about, we sort of picture the person, Yerushalayim, is a person has the ability to control himself. He's in a situation, he controls himself. And that's true, that's what Yerushalayim is, a person in a situation, he controls himself. Avoiding the situation, we don't hear that what, you know, it's a practical thing, etc. But is that Yerushalayim, you know? The Gaon says that that's an Adarabba, that is the Iker of Yerushalayim, is the person understanding that human beings can get overwhelmed, can get overcome, and it's a hurt that affects you. And the Iker of Yerushalayim is to avoid a situation. So even though you're going to show your strength and your ability by being in a situation and overcoming it, you know, we have the Rambam that talks about that a person's tshuva is shown by being in a situation and not doing it, and the Gemara, which is based on the Gemara. But the best thing is, don't be there. Understand that the situations are going to bring out, are going to challenge you, they're going to bring out the lower aspects of yourself, and don't go there, don't be there, and that is out of that, is the Daf, that is your Shemai. A person's awareness of his limitations, a person's of his awareness of his limitations, in a general sense, all people's issues, and then each person has his own specific issue which they have to work on. The Morale says this idea that in the Mishnah says that there's a phrase Yerushchetoi is interesting. He says it really the Torah means his fear of fate. His fear of fate would be written in the Moshe of the Kurdish Yerushchetoi shel fate. Wherever the chet is, he has a year of fate. His fear of fate. Yerushchetoi means the fear of his fate. So that's the difference. Each person has chatoyim, which they are challenged by. There's certain areas which they don't affect you, and you don't have a challenge with it, and you don't have to get to heart about that. And I do. Right? So here I am. I'm going to need to address my personal year of fate, my personal fate, which I need to address. And you're going to think I'm strange, because why am I making a whole big issue out of this problem? It's not a problem. Nobody else should be bothered about it. Why are you getting so sensitive about it? Why are you making an issue out of it? And the answer is, I'm different. And I need it. You don't need it. That's fine. I'm happy for you, Baruch Hashem. And you have your issues that you have to deal with. You know, one person is more annoyed that he has challenges with the issue of Taz. So he needs to make protection against himself coming to the issue of Taz. The next guy doesn't have a problem with Taz. He doesn't understand why you have such a big issue. So, but if the first person says, you know, nobody else around me seems to have this issue, so I feel strange taking steps towards addressing that my personal issue, and he doesn't do it, he's lacking in years of faith. He's lacking in years of his faith. So he's being maniac. What he needs to do, clapping from his word or who, because of what other people think. And that's a terrible thing. So a person has to, obviously, a person can't, sometimes a person shouldn't be making these type of decisions. What he should be doing without being the eyes of somebody outside of himself. But a person has to understand that each person has his challenge, each person has his areas, and the fact that the person next to me doesn't seem to need this is not a reason at all, any way, shape, or form, that I shouldn't be addressing this, because I do need it. That would be the Rosh says, "Hen yachayucha, don't be in places where they might cause you to go hate. Just don't go there." Right. So I know I have a tendency to speak in Lashon Hara. So you have to avoid certain situations. Another guy doesn't have that problem. He's a quieter person, etc. He can go there and won't have a problem with it. He can sit down. I'm giving you a moment from our yeshiva. Say a person goes to the shul and there's a shul shiddur there, right? And he knows he has someone to bear. He's going to sit with them. They're going to say Lashon Hara. He knows that. Right. Or they're going to pull him into the conversation, which he doesn't want to go there. So don't sit there. Right. You have another friend who sits down over there. Maybe he won't be affected the way you'll be affected. So it's his decision. You shouldn't be in the same type of situation. Specifically, the Rosh talks about It's interesting, he gives Leitzonim a title of Bechusei HaNefesh. The exact title of Bechusei HaNefesh, difficult exactly the title, they're missing something from their nefesh. There's something missing. Letzonis is the lack of understanding how serious things are. Letzonis is the ability to make light of something which should not be made light of, something which is insignificant, which is important. And Leitz is the ability to lower it. At the end of the day, the problem which he's making is that it's because of his nefesh. He's missing something. He lost something out because of it. So the world where things aren't serious, then anything could fall. Anything is endangered of not being protected. So that's a world which you don't want to go there. Don't even go near that world. If you go, you shouldn't be, to sit with the Leitzonim. Thomas Sam talks about it halachically. He talks about this issue. Sometimes you sit with people like that, that they're going to cause. You have a lot of issues of walking into a situation which is improper. Your maisa halicha is an ikar to the maisa yeshiva. So there's an issue inside the halicha already. I'm going there, but without making it the halachic issue, the world of practicality, and the Russian saying the world of being practical. Don't be in situations where you know it's going to affect, it's going to impact you either as it's happening, or even after you walk away. So the people give it across an attitude. I was talking with somebody, not a bachur of the yeshiva, somebody outside of the yeshiva. He's telling me like he sits by Tzvi Schreifer, or he stands by Tzvi Schreifer. He's by Tzvi Schreifer, and he doesn't really know exactly what's supposed to happen over there. He doesn't know the halachas of Tzvi Schreifer, and he's just like he's hoping that the person up there knows what he's doing, because helps his yotze, right? And he's trying to figure out why he's there, right? And as he's trying to figure out why he's there, he looks around and he realizes that probably a good part of the members of the shul are having the exact same question. Like, what is this? What does it mean to me? What is it doing for me? He says the same thing, as the person comes to Yom Kippur, he says, and the person stands, the person takes a little bit of an esrog, because he looks around, once he's, he had a little bit of an esrog in his hand, he's like, he doesn't really know that I lost a little bit of an esrog. Hey, what am I doing? He says, I don't know, what am I doing? Right, he looks around and says, you know what? And everybody else around me also has a second. They're going to take Right? It's shake, and now what? They don't get it. And it hit him, like, why am I living my life that every single time I'm doing all this, I have no idea what I'm doing? That was a question that we were talking about, that he came to that car, etc. That person... So I told him back, I said, okay, you have a great hisaris here, but you really want to do something about it. You have to understand that that's right now during Sesame Chuka. And it's going to be 2 months from now, and you'll be sitting with, so if you say, okay, you want to put more meaning in your life, so that'll apply to your davening. You want to make your davening more meaningful. So you're sitting down trying to make davening more meaningful, and the class is going to start smoothing with you during davening. What are you going to do? He says, it's ridiculous. You should, the same thought goes to Lulav. You should go to Leining. You sit every single Shabbos, and you hear the Baal Torah reading from the Torah is the Torah, and you're hearing the words of the Torah, and it's making an impact on you. So you want to listen to Kriyas Torah and walk away with something. And the guy said, "Shmuzin, you're doing Leining. What are you going to do?" He told me he doesn't want to think of negative thoughts right now. He doesn't want to think positive. So I said, I'm hoping I'm giving you positive thoughts. I want you to think positive thoughts how you're going to deal with the situation when it happens. Right? So Leitz doesn't necessarily mean that the Leitz he does a positive act of Letzonis. There's just something missing. The nefesh, he's right. This person goes through his year. He eats matzah, and he takes a little bit of esrog, and he blows the shofar, and he hears the shofar, and he davens, and he listens to Lenin, and does so many things. He has no idea what is he doing. So there's a b'chas in his nefesh. There's a big hole there. And if you sit with people who are all of the same, it's hard to get out of that hole. you have to climb out of that pit. Right? The yeshiva, the person next to him was a person in which, as he put it to me, he said, you know, and when I'm looking around, you know, there's one guy over there which is taking a little lesson, looks like he really feels like he's doing something, actually he's weird. As he put it, you know. I think that was the quote. Like, you know, the one guy, you walk in the street, there's one guy with, you know, grace of kavanah, and you say, oh, well, what's he trying to do, you know. But deep down, what he's saying is it's a defense mechanism, because if he's right, I'm wrong. And all of us are wrong, because, you know, we're just like, you know, every year, it is interesting, it's to take, you know, a citron and a palm frond, you know, and shake it. What are you doing? Right? So this one guy apparently understands what he's doing a little bit. He has to give some thought to whatever he's doing, you know, however he's done it, he's allowed time for his mitzvah. You shake a little. So it's not just in the negative, you know, the person, hate means chesor. You end up with a hole. You end up with, you know, with there's so much lacking in a person's life, which because we don't give enough serious thought to what we're doing. So it doesn't have to be a positive act. It doesn't have to be a person goes actively and makes latsonis. But a person even doesn't go actively and make latsonis. But if a person lives a life and goes through a year and doesn't really give thought to what he's doing, he doesn't take it seriously. He's not really taking it seriously, because things you take seriously, you give thought to. A person in the economic climate which is nowadays, for sure, right? A person has some money which he wants to invest. He's going to think really hard about what he's supposed to do with that money before he invests it. This is something significant. So you're investing time. Time isn't worth money. Time is more valuable than, isn't more valuable than money. I'm investing my time to bench. I'm investing my time to say brachas. I'm investing my time to daven. I'm investing my time. There's so much of my day which is taken up with mitzvahs. So much of my time is taken with doing mitzvahs. Take them seriously. So that's, I think, the second nakuda I want to share with you in this brush. The first nakuda is a person has to address his personal issues and his personal challenge, and that is your estate. That is your shemaya. And the second nakuda is that if you want to be lifted up, you know, uplifted up beyond the world of and take things seriously, it helps very much if you find a like-minded people to help you do that. So, I'll see revelation, you know, if you talk to sit in a place where everybody's thinking the same way, it's hard to say, you know, I'm going to be different. So, I mean, I'm not advocating you to go to a different shul, you know, but there's another shul where everybody's weird, and they all shake the little answer with meaning. So maybe you should go to that other shul, you know, because then you'll also be weird. That's, you know, we'll all be weird together, that's fine, you know. So feathers and numbers, we'll all be weird together. It's strange to think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu when you're in this world. That's not the right. It's not so bad, you should do that. So if a person would find like-minded people to help him to say, okay, you know, shouldn't talk about it. The chashivas of what you're doing, the mechazik, and a person has somebody which is going to help him stand by. Instead of being with the leitzonim, not just bad people, not people which are putting things down, they're not taking Yiddishkeit seriously. You should take Yiddishkeit seriously.